Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of the Startup Kudos Show. So a lot of you reached out, and thank you for that, asking me to do an episode on the entrepreneurship mindset. So the mindset that goes behind building your startup, building your company, and making it through the first phase that we call the incubation phase or the pre-seed phase. What do you need to do to get across this? Whatever project you're doing, guys, whatever idea you are launching, the most important thing to do is to believe in this idea. Do not do it for the money. I know that we are focused on the money, and definitely money is one of the main metrics in any capitalist economy, simply because a runner cannot run without a timer. Very easy. If you put a runner on a track, you cannot ask them to keep running when there is no timer, when they are not being able to break certain records. Same thing with the capitalist economy. You cannot be competing without a measurement unit. So money is definitely a measurement unit. But what I mean by believe in your product, I mean embrace it. I mean feel it. Feel what you are trying to change. Remember, we are talking about startups. Whenever it's a one-time project, whenever it's, let's say, it's an e-commerce, so you're selling a product or a service or dropshipping a product or a service, this product or service might change with time, might evolve, and the appetite for this product or service might evolve, so you'd have to shift. In a startup, you're solving a problem, so it's different. It's a totally different dynamic. You're solving a problem, meaning you're trying to resolve a certain complication in the behavior of your users. So your users are usually used to a certain behavior, a certain way of dealing with things, and you're trying to change that. You're trying to optimize it. You're trying to innovate, to create within it. And the dynamics that go along with this are very challenging, because when you do that, people are creatures of habit. So you're kind of pushing against their comfort zone. So you really need to believe in this ability to transform their comfort zone so that you can potentially change it, so that you can potentially create another layer of behavior. Take any concept. Why a product flies when it's innovating in a certain field and another product does not? It's not because of the product. It's because of all the aspects that come along with the product. Take Apple, for example. The products that they have launched, just like the iPhone, it was not the first smartphone out there. But the dynamics that came along with it, the ecosystem that was created to push people to adopt the concept of having a smartphone. Remember, now we take it for granted, but in 2005, 2006, this was not the way to go. There was something called BlackBerry, and BlackBerry was the phone that everyone used at work. It had its ecosystem. It had its chatting tool. So you could chat on something called BlackBerry Messenger, BBM. So what Apple did is that they created the same concept, but they did it for everyone. So they created the iPhone, but with the iPhone, they created the App Store. And this is what made the iPhone the success it is today. People were running to develop apps on this framework and were running to buy and consume apps, to the point that today, 13 or 14 years later, around $243 billion were spent last year on app purchases. Can you imagine? This is an ecosystem that was nearly non-existent. And Apple did it in the 80s when they created the framework for spreadsheets, word processors, the basic applications that users would use on their Macintosh. So to my point, you have to believe in whatever you're trying to change. If you have a startup, say for pets, you have to believe that you're changing the behavior of the user or the consumer or the pet owner in a different direction. And this is what's going to make you fly. If you're doing something similar to others, trying to compete, it's just another project. Okay, so keep that in mind. So the entrepreneurship mindset is based on the concept of believing in your idea, believing that you are solving a pain, that you are changing a behavior. And this is when, if it doesn't work the first time, or the second time, or the third time, it will definitely work as you are growing. Definitely. Okay, so believe in yourself, believe in your solution, believe in whatever you are solving, and trust me, no one needs to compare to you, and you need to compare to no one. It's very important, okay? Make sure to be organized, be passionate, be structured. Cheers.